Iraq's new master. On the 30th of June, the Kissinger protege L. Paul Bremer will no longer rule in Iraq. Like a Roman prefect being recalled from the colonies, Bremer will relinquish his rights as imperial overlord, granted as a result of American arms. In his stead will step John Negroponte, recently sworn in as U.S. ambassador to Iraq and formerly ambassador to Honduras. If Negroponte's time in Honduras is any indication of Iraq's future, then it is grim indeed. Under Negroponte, Hondurans suffered from the ravages of the CIA-trained death squad known as Battalion 316. According to the Baltimore Sun, that Honduran intelligence unit used shock and suffocation devices in interrogations. The article noted, quote, prisoners often were kept naked and when no longer useful, killed and buried in unmarked graves, unquote. That's according to June 11, 2004, Baltimore Sun. Negroponte, selected by the late President Ronald Reagan, played a key role in supporting and supervising the Nicaraguan Contras who were based in Honduras. The U.S. held the Hondurans in such low regard that the gringos privately referred to the nation as, quote, our little whore in Central America, unquote. The cross-border attacks led to the deaths of tens of thousands of innocent civilians. This is the dude that will help bring democracy to the Iraqis. The Bush administration has selected a bony-feety terrorist to hold the post of American ambassador. Under such an administration as this, the depredations of Abu Ghraib will become the official norm. Negroponte's job will be as the new imperial prefect to incorporate old Ba'athist elements back into the government and especially military service. His job is to reconstruct the Ba'athist infrastructure, the repressive armed forces, the intelligence apparatus, and in essence to reconstruct Iraq without Saddam. His Honduran expertise certainly bodes well for this project. Already we have heard Iraq's so-called interim prime minister El Alawi intimate that the government wants to institute martial law. So much for democracy. The Iraq war was not waged for democracy. It was based upon false pretenses about alleged weapons of mass destruction that threatened U.S. national security. Now, it is part of a larger imperial project, the jump-off point of a mad effort of what independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader calls messianic militarists to remake the face of the Middle East. It is the age-old imperial conceit to remake a nation in America's image. It is the global extension of the Monroe Doctrine, the claim to dominate any other nation at will because of military prowess. A century of U.S. domination of Latin America hasn't left it better off. It is doubtful in the extreme whether U.S. domination of the Mideast will do those folks any good. Surely, the sending of Negroponte is at least a bad omen. The action forced Honduran supporters of the so-called coalition to call their troops home. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.